The Vault of Silliness rolls on with another rebroadcast podcast. This time we have, direct from the Ed Mullen Collection, a swell music quiz from July 22, 1993. The most big band jazz and musical comedy theater questions ever were asked on this game. So let's title it, Norm's Quiz Cup Runneth Over. Right away, Norm refers to the game as the Dumb Music Quiz. All right, the panel. Norm, of course, Ed Mullen, Jack Hart, and Rick Duart, who's producing and may pipe up now and then. Categories, rock and roll, musical comedy and theater, big band and jazz. Ed reads the rules and gives the exciting prize information. The callers, Marty in Rockland, Cynthia in New Hampshire, Bob in Norwood, Tom in New Hampshire, Helene from Belmont, May in Boston, Denise from Brookline, Paul in Malden, Paul from Haverhill, Mary in Danvers. On side B, the tape jumped to the beginning of a swell music quiz from Thanksgiving of 1993, but I have archived that for later this year. So because of that, we upcut to a call in progress with Ted from New Brunswick, then John in Natick, Neil from Lynn, John in Billerica, and then we travel the country. Steve in Milwaukee, Chris from Toledo, Ohio, Brad from Detroit, Paul in his car, Peter at BU, Paul in Chelmsford, Rob from Milton, Dave in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Randy in West Boylston, George from Everett, and lastly, Fred from Yarmouth, Maine. Other runoff. Get it from the cup spilling over? Yeah, I know, I need help. Not a chocolatey chocolate. Whims. The Great Earthquake of 1993. Vibrations in Brockton and West Abington. Getting Under Your Koch. Adorable and Stupid. Lawrence Welk. Guy Lombardo. The Mysterious Harry Von Zell. CJ Radio. AM 920 Woodstock. 1140 Perth Andover. And 990 Plaster Rock. It was hard to understand, but you'll hear it. Oh, Jack Benny with a very brief cameo. Neat Dressers and Swell Dancers, and How Long Was Tony Nesbitt's Hair? There are commercials, too, some of which were edited out by the nifty pause record abilities of Rick Duart, but I let them play as is. Kid Company, Ovaltine with Joan Porter from Colorado Springs, Colorado, Somerville Lumber, The Club, Baby Gold Bond, Jordan's Furniture, Gold Bond with Patricia Calderon of Cranberry, New Jersey, Kid Company again, and Baby Gold Bond with Barb Lanier of Conley, Georgia. Episode 147, Norm's Quiz Cup Runneth Over, a swell music quiz from the Ed Mullen Collection, serenades its way to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
BZ's Kid Company, with news, entertainment, and two-way telephone talk. Interactive radio that gives your kids something to talk about.
Our company, your company.
Join your children this Saturday for a program designed for kids and their parents. Kid Company, this Saturday afternoon beginning at 5 on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, it's time to play the Dumb Music Quiz. The time is 12:15, and we'll play the game. Ed Mullen is with us. Hello, Ed.
Nice to be here, Norm. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Okay, and Jack, are you there?
Yeah.
I guess you are there. And you'll be on the, you'll be here, and Rick Duart, our producer there, will sort of be kibitzing from the sidelines. Ooh. And stuff, and maybe feeding me some correct answers if I were to be telling the truth. And you know the categories, we have a number of categories. Rock and roll, which is the category most people pick. We also have musical comedy, the musical theater, and we also have big band. And jazz, those categories. You can pick any one you want. You have to stick with it throughout three questions. Three questions if you get it all right. And here's Ed Mullen with the rules. Because I never can remember exactly what they are.
Well, we'll start you off with a question. And if you call in and get that question correct, you go on to the next round. The next round is hopefully you have a question ready for us. Have a question for us, and we'll try and answer it. Now, if we miss, you go on to the next round, and we ask you one final question. And if you get that correct, you win the big prize, the big certificate of merit.
Right.
That'll go in the Hall of Fame.
That's right. And maybe even just a copy of one. Actually, because we're too cheap to run off to print some really good ones on parchment paper, so we just make copies.
Just a rendition of it. Yeah, we can tell you right. What it is on the phone. You don't actually get it.
Actually, we phone it to you. Okay, but just pick the category you want, any one of those four categories we're talking about, and be ready with a question now. If you get the answer to the first question, you do have to ask us one, and so have a question. Again, musical comedy, jazz, big bands, or rock. Any one of those categories. Our phone number is 254-1030. Area code is 617. 254-1030. Area code 617. You start calling now, and we'll get to the first caller in just 1 minute.
Joan Porter of Colorado Springs, Colorado. When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
2 nights ago. I was working at Correspondence, and it was getting late, and I was feeling that way, so I had a glass of Ovaltine.
Classic Ovaltine not only tastes good, it contains 10 essential vitamins and minerals, nutrients your body needs, plus carbohydrates for energy.
I go for the pickup it gives me, my wonderful Ovaltine. It's just a unique, it's a different chocolate taste, and it's not such a chocolatey chocolate. It's a pickup in energy, and it gives me a burst I need when I need it.
Just 2 glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk provide almost 100% of the recommended daily allowance of B-complex vitamins A, C, and D, plus other important nutrients the body needs.
Just pour cold milk into a glass, and then I take umpty-ump spoonfuls of Ovaltine, and I just, according to my whim, and then I just stir it briskly and drink and enjoy. Just love Ovaltine.
Classic Ovaltine. Tastes great, and it's great for you. Available at Osco Drug.
Okay, we're ready to do the music quiz, and that's really just that exciting. Okay, let's first go to Marty in Rockland. How you doing, Marty?
Not too bad, Uncle Norm, after we get over a slight little earthquake today.
Yeah, well, now, I kind of lost track of that. I was driving home this morning. I heard Gary LaPierre and our crew there.
Spending an hour in the radio saying something happened. Yeah, don't know what, but something happened.
There were vibrations. There's vibrations in Brockton. I thought, hey, let well enough alone. When was the last time there were any vibrations in Brockton? I thought that was kind of, I was getting kind of excited.
All Brocktons look like an earthquake hit it from a long time ago.
Was it an earthquake?
Well, they said it was some sort of tremor that was located in the area called West Abington, which is on the Brockton-Abington line. So something happened, but they don't know exactly what.
They don't know yet, and that will be one of the great mysteries, and we'll probably dramatize it on television about 50 years from now. Was that mystery in 1993 in Brockton? Apparently it hit quite a good deal of the South Shore down in Providence.
Yeah, well, you feel those things for a while, you know. It's the type of thing that the last one I remember was one that happened in I think it was either northern Maine or southern Canada. And I was a patient at Mass General at the time, and it felt like the subway train went under the building. That type of rumble that you get. And the light fixture in my room was actually dancing. So it was the type of thing that
wasn't supposed to be that way. Yeah, it might have been too much medication at that. Or maybe it was a little extra
not enough,
touch.
One or the other.
Anyway, whatever it was, certainly is a good thing for the tourist trade. I don't know what that means, what I just said. Anyway, let's play the music quiz. What category would you like?
Okay, how about musical comedy?
Musical comedy. Okay, here's your question. And I hope you have a question for me if you get this correct.
Yes, sir.
The question is, there was a musical as a biography. It was based on the biography of a New York City mayor. Music was by Jerry Bach and the lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. What was the name of that musical? It was based on the life of a mayor of New York City.
Is that the one based on Ed Koch?
No, they never did any musical based on the life of Ed Koch. No,
I'm only being facetious.
That was Cats.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've got you under my Koch. So that sounds obscene, doesn't it?
Careful.
Careful. I better watch that.
Show.
Yeah. I'll give you just 3 hours to come up with an answer, or five more seconds, whichever comes first.
I couldn't tell you. You know, if it wasn't Ed Koch, it was probably something about Fiorello LaGuardia or something.
Yeah.
But no, that does it for me, Norm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good because my question to ask you guys was pretty lame to begin with.
Okay, thanks for the call,
thanks,
Marty.
Thank you, no.
And here's to continued vibrations in Brockton. You betcha. Cynthia in New Hampshire. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Norm.
Hi, which category would you like?
I want to do musical comedies, and the alphabet last one was Fiorello.
I know it. He said that. He said Fiorello LaGuardia, but he didn't really give it as an answer.
Well,
I suppose I should have given it to him, but he didn't really say that.
He gave you the name of the mayor and not the name of the show. The name of the show was only Fiorello.
Also, he took a long time, and he really had time had run out. I'm trying to excuse myself. And Fiorello is correct. It was a great show. Lovely show. Okay,
so now that I've answered that one, is it my turn to give
yes, now you ask a musical comedy question also. And if I don't get the answer, or Ed Mullen doesn't, or Jack Hart does not, and then we have one final question for you.
There is a play. It was a musical on Broadway, and they also made a movie out of it. And the role was played by the same person, B. Arthur. What was it?
I'm sorry, this was a musical, and what, say that again?
It was a musical comedy.
Yeah?
It was on Broadway, and it was also made a movie of.
Okay.
It started out as a straight play. They did a movie and a play, a movie and a Broadway play. Then they made it into a musical, and they made a movie of the musical. B. Arthur played the same character in all four versions.
But she wasn't the star, right?
Right.
I think I know.
Okay. What do you think? Because I don't. I don't know.
Name?
I'm not asking you the show. I'm asking you the character.
Oh, the character she played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we don't know the answer. If we do, we're holding back. And I don't know why we're holding back. I guess we're holding back because we don't know. I guess we give. You give up, Jack and Ed?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is?
She played Vera Child in MAME in all four versions.
Okay, well, so the show was MAME.
Yeah.
Jack got the name of the show, which was very good for you, Jack, but did not answer your question, which was the name of the character. Okay, I'll ask you one question then.
Okay.
Okay, Julie Andrews was in the movie version of Sound of Music, as we know. That was the show that some people saw like 9,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Who starred in the Broadway show? Rodgers and Hammerstein, rather, wrote Sound of Music.
Yeah.
As a Broadway show, it was made into a movie, and of course that's when Julie Andrews came into the picture. But who starred in the show on Broadway? Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music?
Yeah. Who played the role that Julie Andrews played in the movie?
I know that. And it just went out of my head.
Well, then, let's fess up now. Let's fess up.
It was the same person who won the Oscar the year that they made the movie of it. And she won the Oscar for it.
I don't know that that's so or not, but I'll have to say that your time has run out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We don't give the answer to that right now, and we leave that kind of posted there in case anybody else wants to use that if they pick this category.
Okay,
so stay tuned, and we may come up with the answer before we go off the air with this.
I hope so.
Okay, thanks for calling, Cynthia.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, how about our phone number, by the way, 254-1030. If you want to play the game with us, 254-1030, the area code of Boston, 617. Bob in Norwood. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Just fine, thanks.
I think I'll try rock and roll in the 60s, but I'll try it anyway.
Okay.
Okay, here's your rock and roll question. Unfortunately, you don't get to pick what era in rock. It just kind of goes from about 1955 up until today. But I'll drop one on you, see how you do.
Okay.
David Jones changed his name to what?
David Bowie.
That's correct. Didn't even finish. I was going to give you more hints, but you didn't need them.
Now, who's this? What was the answer?
David Jones changed his name to David Bowie.
Oh, David Bowie. Okay.
He changed that because...
of the Monkees.
Right. Davy Jones was already a popular name. This is a singer in the Monkees. Do you have a question for us?
I do. It's a kind of a local rock and roll band that kind of made it big. They were based in Provincetown. They're up from the Boston area. They moved to Provincetown in the 60s, and they had a drummer with a hook. Do you know the name of the band?
A drummer with
a... played with a hook. In other words, he lost his hand.
I see.
They were from the Boston area. They moved to Provincetown, and they had a couple of Semi-popular. Kind of nationwide songs.
Kind of nationwide.
Kind of nationwide. What nation?
Now here, but only extending as far as a Natick.
Right. Dover.
Let's see. Well, I can tell we have Jack and I and Norm have no idea. If you want to drop one more clue, we might have one shot.
Well, you don't need to. That's the whole thing. Tell us what the answer is.
The Barbarians.
You guys know the Barbarians?
Barbarians.
They had a song, Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?
Oh, yeah.
And they had a drummer named Multi.
I don't know that, but hey, you win. You win.
Okay, one final question. Now, if you get the answer to this one, then you have won, and you won one of our swell certificate of awards.
Oh, boy.
Which is something you're going to show off to everybody who comes visiting you.
Oh, glad. I'm glad.
Okay. We can send you a wallet-sized certificate so you can just take it around with you.
Okay.
Who won, in 1964, who sung the Shoop Shoop song? I did it again, didn't I? Who sang the Shoop Shoop song in 1964?
Let me think.
Okay.
Oh, Gene Chandler? I'm done. You got me.
No. Gene Chandler, that was...
Duke of Earl,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Sorry about that.
I'm really not all that sorry. Okay, let's take a break for a message or two, and then we'll continue the game.
July is coming.
Once you own a house, you gotta do this stuff by yourself. I always go to Somerville Lumber. Their everyday price is better than everybody else's sale price.
Okay, we're playing the music quiz, and this is Tom, who's up in New Hampshire. Hi, Tom, you're on WBZ. Nice to have you.
Hi, Norm. Nice to see you again. How are you then?
Good, thanks.
Good. I have one comment to people before we start on the music quiz, which I know all the answers to already. And that's last night you had the thing on names.
Yes.
And I fell asleep. Shame on me.
Oh, you fell asleep during that exciting moment?
Yes, exactly.
I can't believe that.
I didn't even hear them say anything about Tom.
Oh, and I don't have the book with me.
And I said, what a terrible rap we take. They talk about small people. It's Tom from. Talk about a voyeur. What is it? Peeping Tom.
Oh, Peeping Tom, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you said you like the name Jim. Well, of course you would. I mean, Tom Fool, Jim Dandy, right? I mean, think about it. It's 100 different things. They bag us anyway. We're thieves.
Hey.
Tom the Piper's son stole a sack and a wave run, you know.
I never thought of that.
Oh, God, what a rap we take.
You've really been, this has been weighing on your soul all day, hasn't it?
All day? Oh, my God, all my life.
Oh, you poor soul. I'm so sorry.
As soon as they name me, the doctor slapped me. I mean,
I won't call you Tom. From here on, I'll call you Leslie. How about that?
Well, that's kind of exotic.
Hey, what category would you like,
how about
Tom?
Musical comedy.
Musical comedy, okay. Did you want to answer that question about the woman who starred in the Broadway version of Sound of Music, the one that in the role that Julie Andrews later?
Mary Martin, of course.
Hey, that's correct. That is correct. Okay, now ask me one.
Okay.
Or ask us one.
If you get
this,
I'm going to send you a certificate.
Okay.
I tell you right now, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. From which Broadway musical did the song No Man Like a Snowman come from? There's No Man Like a Snowman was the name of the song.
Is that Carousel?
No, not quite. Close.
Close.
Olson and Johnson, pardon our French.
Oh, jeez.
Olson and Johnson and Denise Darcel in it.
Oh, really?
And they opened on Broadway. They lasted about 3 weeks and the show closed. But it was a beautiful song.
And it's certainly a beautiful question, you sneak.
Yes, I know. Well, what are you going to do? Listen,
I got to ask.
I'm like Kurt Vonnegut wrote about a guy that,
I've got a
and he said, you know, he said he got a C and a green star on his arithmetic paper once. Little did he know it was the highlight of his entire life. This is possibly going to make my entire life, so be gentle.
Okay. I'm sorry, you have a question?
I've got a musical comedy question.
Okay.
What was the name of the only Three Stooges short that was done entirely in musical lyrics?
Talk about a sneak. It was a misogynist show, too.
Yeah.
They were misogynists. I don't know. I'd have to say it's the misogynist show.
You were close.
But it was, you know, the Woman Haters Club.
Yes.
The Woman Haters Club. That was the thing, wasn't it?
Yes.
Is that the correct answer?
That's the correct answer.
Oh, son of a gun. I thought we were going to trip you up after the question you asked us.
Yeah, well, you know, I told you. I couldn't blow that one.
Tom, you're doing shtick.
Well,
we're in the middle of a swell, fast-moving quiz, and you're doing shtick on us. Okay, let me turn you over to Rick Duart, and you'll get a certificate of award, which you'll probably throw away or use in some promiscuous manner.
I will probably frame it and show it to everyone in the state of New Hampshire.
Okay, here's Rick, and to get your name and address, so we can send that out. We go to Helene in Belmont. Hi, Helene. I bet I know the category you're going
to
pick.
Yes, musical, and he beat me to Mary Martin.
Okay.
So I have to let you I already have your certificate, by the way, and it has a place of honor.
Well, this will be a one, and it'll have another date, and you'll probably have thousands of them. You can paper an entire room, probably, with your winnings this time.
Well, I'm giving you an easy one if I get yours.
Okay.
So what is mine?
Yours is this. Alan J. Lerner, of course, the lyricist.
Yes.
And the man who wrote the book for a number of shows. And Frederick Lowe, who wrote the music, mm-hmm. Lerner and Lowe, wrote the words and music for My Fair Lady. As I know you know. Mm-hmm. Can you name... I'll just ask you to name two other musicals that they collaborated on.
Camelot.
Yes.
And Brigadoon.
That is correct. And you know the third one? Another... They did several, but the one other one was a very big one also. Was Paint Your Wagon.
Yes,
was Lerner and Lowe.
Yes.
Yeah.
You asked for two, though.
No, you were correct. Mm-hmm. You were correct. Now, you have a doozer for me from what I get.
No, I'm giving you an easy one.
Okay.
The composer, lyricist, and show of the song Love is Sweeping the Country.
Oh, that was George Gershwin.
Mm-hmm.
And Love is Sweeping the Country. And that was one of the first times they combined music and action in a Broadway show where the music actually advanced the story. And the Wintergreen for President was
right.
In that. And Of Thee I Sing.
Yes.
Of Thee I Sing. That was it, yeah.
And Ira Gershwin, the lyric.
Ira Gershwin, yes.
See?
Okay, now I ask you one more.
You won.
No,
you
no.
You won.
No,
that's it.
We're all finished.
Oh, that's right, too. We don't go on to the third
yes,
one.
Yes, you
oh, that's
have
it.
To explain
thanks,
the rules.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm an adorable person, but kind of stupid. You know, LA, that's been one of my curses. But fortunately, I have such cute dimples, nobody really cares. And I made all that up. Hey, thanks very much.
Okay.
Take care there. Bye-bye. Okay. May in Boston. Hi, May.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Love was having fun with the show.
Well, thank you.
All right. Musical comedy.
Musical comedy. Okay. Okay. I'll give you the names of three songs. Tell me what show they were from and who the author was. Who wrote the show? Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, Luck Be a Lady Tonight, and Take Back Your Mink. What show is that from, and who wrote the show?
That was from the show about the Salvation Army girl, and I don't think I know who wrote the show, and now I think I have forgotten the name of the show. Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls is correct. It's correct.
Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. I know this is tough because there are two answers, but
yeah. But
I thought the show was in Boston not long ago, and it's been revived.
It was, yeah.
So I thought the question maybe call for a second part, because that otherwise would be kind of easy, and I know you wouldn't like that. You like challenges,
no,
mate.
No, you're absolutely incorrect in this
okay.
About this thing. Guys.
Because I think it's one of the great musicals of all time.
Yeah.
And who wrote it? He wrote both, in this case, for both the music and the words. And as a matter of fact, used to horse
hint.
Around a little bit
hint.
On the side. Hint? No, I can't give you a hint.
Horse around?
It was a man with two names. Okay, what we're going to do is post that in case anybody wants to use that as their entry-level question. They can use it as that. I'm sorry, you did well with what you did, May.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
See you.
See you. Okay, let's go to Denise in Brooklyn. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Norm. You know I know that answer.
Okay, you're welcome to use it.
Sure. Frank Lesser, of course.
Frank Lesser, that's right.
And Abe Burrows and Joe Swirling wrote the book.
That's correct, yes. Well, I knew you'd know all that.
Yes, Denise. And I promise I won't ask you a question about City of Angels.
Okay.
All right. I actually have several to choose from, but I think I'm going to go with my original one.
Okay.
Most musical comedies, as you know, start out as plays and become movies, like Sound of Music, which you mentioned.
Yes.
What very famous musical comedy started out as a movie and then became a hit play?
That was Neil Simon. Was it not? No, wait a minute.
No.
That started as a play and then went to a movie.
No.
And then became a musical after that.
No. Started out as a movie musical and then went to Broadway.
Yeah, no, but I'm obviously I'm thinking of something else.
You're thinking of Goodbye Girl.
I'm thinking of Goodbye Girl, yeah, which started out as a play, became a movie, and is now a Broadway musical. But this started out as a movie musical.
Yeah.
And then made it to Broadway afterwards, just reversing the whole process. Okay. You know, all I can think of is some of the things Gene Kelly was in, like Singing in the Rain or American in Paris or something.
Mm-hmm. No, this one's known for it.
Hmm. Yeah.
You'll probably say, oh, yeah, when I tell you.
Did you, gentlemen, Jack, do you know? Do you know, Ed?
You can't imagine.
No.
Because I can't think of what that would be.
It's the very famous Oscar-winning Lerner and Lowe musical that you left out, Gigi.
Oh, Gigi. Oh, yeah. Gigi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Gigi, yeah.
Yeah, that started out as a movie.
Huh. With Maurice Chevalier?
That's right.
And
Louis Jourdan.
Louis Jourdan. Who was the woman?
Caron.
And who was the older woman?
Hermione Gingold.
That was...
I remember it well.
I remember it well.
And,
do I do an imitation of him or not?
Did you see about 10 years ago?
Not.
About 10 years ago, they reprised Gigi. They did a revival, and Louis Jourdan played the Maurice Chevalier role.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I heard about that. Yeah,
it was very good. So anyways, my question now.
Okay, your question.
Uh-oh, I know this is going
to be No, it's not, as a matter of fact. I'm looking
for...
Let's
go to volume 6.
Yeah, I don't... hold off while I brush the dust off.
Chapter 5.
Okay, the man who wrote the shows, he wrote a ton of music. He also wrote the shows, both words and music, Kiss Me, Kate, Mexican
Cole
Hayride.
Cole
Porter, yeah.
Brush up your Shakespeare. Starts quoting him now. Kiss Me, Kate.
Keep going on, ma'am. You're reading something. He wrote Mexican Hayride, of course, too, and Silk Stockings, and a whole batch of other lovely things. Cole Porter is
High
correct.
Society.
One of my favorites.
No, did he write High Society?
That was his last show.
Do you mean the one, the Louis Armstrong thing? With Link Louis and Bing Crosby?
Yeah, and Grace Kelly. The reprise, the remake of Philadelphia Story as a musical,
And that was Cole Porter.
Yeah.
Cole Porter.
Yeah. See, Jack knows that, and you know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay, we're going to turn you over to Rick, and we'll send you.
I'm so thrilled.
You'll be you'll be kind of disappointed when you get the coupon, the certificate, but what the heck.
Now, plus I'm sending you another review from London, A City of Angels.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll take some more calls in just a minute.
When car theft in McAllen, Texas reached epidemic proportions, the city launched a campaign to beat auto theft. The anti-theft program, in conjunction with the mayor's office, the police department, and the McAllen Crime Stoppers, involved a massive public education program and the sale of the club, recommended by police, to all interested citizens. With car theft decreasing by 43% in April...
I've recommended it because I really think it's great.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at Osco Drug.
Okay, we're playing the quiz, the music quiz, and we're going to phone numbers 254-1030, 254-1030 if you want to get in on this. And Paul in Malden, how you doing, Paul?
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Norm.
I'm wondering, you say rock, is that including pop / rock or just strictly rock? Are we broadening that category? Or?
Pop, rock, disco, rap, whatever you want.
Okay, then I'll take the rock.
You'll take the rock.
Yeah.
Coming at you. Okay, name two Beatles albums that do not feature a photograph of all four members on the cover. There's only two albums that don't feature photographs of all four members on the cover.
Would one of them be Yellow Submarine?
That's right.
And the other one would be... the album they had Let It Be on it?
No, that's not right. You're talking... No.
Their last album?
Nope. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Try again
Paul.
Next time.
All right.
Okay, thank you,
Paul. Bye bye. Here's another Paul. Paul from Haverhill. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Norm.
Hi.
Is this Norm?
This is Norm, yes. And
yeah, hi. I'm calling from the alleged hometown of Todd Adams.
Oh, yeah, Haverhill. You're also calling from the from the actual hometown of my mother.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, she was born in the Gale Hospital.
Right. I heard you mention that one night.
Yeah, that's sort of my second hometown. Anyway, what's the category you would like?
Big bands.
Oh, my goodness. Big bands. Okay. let me name three band leaders, and you tell me what instrument they play. They all play the same instrument. Claude Thornhill, Stan Kenton, and Freddie Slack.
Piano.
Piano is absolutely correct.
Sure.
Now, you want to lay one on me, big guy?
Okay, yeah. I already have one of your certificates.
Well, here's a chance to go for two of them.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a good one. I thought of you the other day when I came across.
I don't like the way you're getting ready to lay this on me.
Well, no, I came across an album. I was looking through some old records in my garage of the late great Johnny Hodges.
Yes.
White label collector's issue. Okay, he was with Duke for a great many years.
Yes.
Now, the last album he recorded in the early 70s. What orchestra did he record it with? It was not Duke Ellington. And it's one of your favorites. I've heard you mention it many times.
One of my favorite orchestras, but not Duke Ellington.
Right.
Johnny Hodges recorded with him.
The last one.
Was this an established regular orchestra?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think he recorded it in, let's see, it would have been around June of 1971. It was the last actual recorded album that he made. And it's a well-known band.
Yeah. Now, I'll just take a wild guess. I really actually don't know, but I don't know. Woody Herman?
No.
Count Basie?
No.
Lefty Lefkowitz and his Submariners?
No, I
don't know.
I knew it. It'd probably throw you for a loop when you found out. It was Lawrence Welk.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep all day.
Thank you in the heart on that
one. You know, it's funny, when I came across that album, I said, next time Norm has that music trivia quiz, I'm going to call him up and give him this one about Johnny Hodges.
Oh,
my. Are you sure that wasn't Gil Hodges?
No.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Hodges, he comes from, originally came from Cambridge.
Yes, that's right. He's from this area, and it's true. A lot of the things Ellington wrote were based upon the way Hodges was going to play
sure,
them. Well, he
sure,
did that.
Sophisticated
well,
lady.
Well, he did a lot of the things he wrote had to do with his band. I mean, he wrote the songs for the musicians in his band.
That's right.
Which was kind of... Anyway, I got to give you one now. Johnny Hodges and Lawrence Welk.
That's right.
Although,
Louis
Armstrong used to say one of his favorite bands was the Guy Lombardo
Guy
band.
Lombardo.
Yeah, we always thought he was kidding, but I think he was not.
I heard him in the actual interview. It might have been on this station, and I think it was with Alan Derry.
Well,
he
said it to me a couple of times on the old Sounds of the Night show he used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept saying, I kept looking at him, waiting for him to crack up and giggle, but he never did. Okay, here's your question. A pianist who had originally been with the Horace Height Band, I guess we're sticking with the Lawrence Welk style. He formed his own band in 1944, and his theme song was Sunrise Serenade.
Oh,
who was
sure.
that?
From Boston, Frankie Carl.
Frankie Carl, that's correct. Okay, so we have another winner there. You're okay, Paul, and you have a second certificate.
Okay,
and stay tuned. We'll take your name and address and send you out some stuff.
Okay, thanks, man. Good talking to you.
Oh, good talking to you, too.
I'm not related at all. I wouldn't be doing this unless I really felt so positive on walking in there.
We're Jordan's Furniture.
And we're WBZ and his orchestra. Okay, 254-1030, if you would like to play the music quiz, you know the categories, rock and roll, big band, jazz, musical comedy, and what would you like, Mary and Dandridge? Hi.
Hi. I guess I'm your neighbor.
Yes, you are.
I would like to know what musical in your...
Well, no, don't ask a question yet.
Oh.
We have to ask you a question first.
Okay.
Tell us what category you're picking up.
Broadway musicals?
Broadway musicals, okay. Broadway musicals, you betcha. Uh-huh, yay. Okay. I'll give you two songs. Tell me what show they were in. Marion the Librarian and 76 Trombones.
Oh God, I know. Wait a minute. The Music Man.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Meredith Wilson's The Music Man. Okay.
Right.
Now you ask me your question, if you would, please.
Okay. Early 50s, George Gaines. What musical did he star in?
George.
I'm at a loss.
George Gaines?
Yeah.
Oh, George Gaines. Is he the guy in Tootsie and he's got a TV series, this old funny guy?
He's a portly gentleman now on some TV show, but he was gorgeous back in the 50s. Weren't we all?
No, I never was, but I heard talk about you. He was in a show in the early 50s. George Gaines was in a Broadway musical.
Right. It was a very famous one.
I don't believe I know. Do you know, Jack? Do you know Ed?
No.
I think you stumped us there.
Good. Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, but what was the musical?
That was the name of it.
No, he's doing shtick. You have to understand.
They're painting the trees all brown this year. Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here. Wish You Were Here. That's right.
Yeah.
As I remember, the book was by Arthur Kober and Joshua Logan with music and lyrics by Harold Rome. I just happened to think of that as I looked it up in my book.
He's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And scenery by George Melziner.
Yeah, it was based on a comedy called Having a Wonderful Time. George Gaines, you say, was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what show is he in now as a portly fella?
It's a comedy. I don't know. I can't think of the name of it, but it's been on this year. It's a series.
Yeah, see, I've got the open. It opened in 1952.
Uh-huh.
And the cast I got here doesn't mention George Gaines.
Well, maybe he wasn't popular enough, but he was in it.
But he wasn't, okay.
And he was gorgeous.
Jack Cassidy was in that show, apparently, according to this, plus a bunch of other names.
Really?
Of people that I don't know. Yeah, Jack Cassidy was married to Shirley Jones at one point. Okay, I hit you with a question now.
I already answered one. The Music Man.
Yes, but I have to ask you another one now.
Why? This is,
what do you mean, why?
I thought I only had to answer one. Go ahead.
No, because, wait a minute. No, you stumped me, therefore you get the last question.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. The writer of these shows, Candide, Wonderful Town, and On the Town. He wrote the music for all that.
I can't think of it. Don't know. You stumped me, too.
Okay.
That means I don't get a certificate.
Yeah. If I gave you another one, you'd probably guess if I said West Side Story. Then would you know who I was talking about?
No, it's not coming.
Leonard Bernstein.
Oh!
Yeah,
no,
Leonard Bernstein. Yeah. He had the word town sort of got him. It was On the Town, Wonderful Town, West Side Story, Candide, all those. Anyway, that was Leonard Bernstein. I shouldn't have given the answer, should I?
No.
No, because we could have used that for somebody else. Hey, Mary, thanks a lot for the call.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and then right after that, we'll continue with another hour of all of this. Are you game, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
And you're ready, Ed?
Ready to go.
And I'm ready, and that's all we need. Just that kind of determination. De Niro is supposed to play. Was that New York, New York? Also,
sure
same
was.
Thing. Same thing that Sinatra sings.
Exactly. Start spreading the news.
Okay. Somebody was asking about that and thought maybe there was a second song about New York, and I couldn't remember which one. The one. Anyway, Liza Minnelli was saying the same one.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your first question. Then.
Name the only song title that is named after a continent.
Africa. Toto.
Right.
Yeah,
nice work.
Yeah, that's very good.
Columbia, 1978. CBS
record. Yeah, it was.
I'm a morning man too.
It was 83, but good work. Okay, go ahead now.
Do you do a morning show?
CJ Radio in Woodstock. Yeah.
Oh really? CJ. What frequency are you at?
We've got three. AM 920 Woodstock, 1140 Perth Andover, 990 Plaster Rock.
Hey.
The voice of the valley.
Hey, son of a gun, you're syndicated. Good enough. Here's a question for you ask us a question.
Yeah, I've got a question for you. Go back to 1970. The group was the Poppy Family, okay? The song, Which Way You Going, Billy. Now, there was a guy in that group that had a big song, number one in Canada,
and it became an international hit. What was the guy's name, and what was the hit? About 1974.
The Poppy Family?
Okay, he came from the Poppy Family. The song was Which Way You Going, Billy, 6970. It was a big one-hit wonder in the United States. I was going to school in Boston at the time, at Graham Junior College, down in Kenmore Square.
Hmm. Did we ever find out which way Billy was going?
That was the Poppy Family. Now, the guy from the Poppy Family, his wife is named Susan, and they went on, they went with solo careers, and he had a big, big hit.
I know
you
the
want
name
some more hints?
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
I know the name of the song, but you guys got to help me with the artist.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's the last song.
Wrong.
It isn't?
Oh, that was Edward Bear.
Yeah.
That's Rick DeWard, who couldn't wait to get on the air to give you an answer.
It's
not
wrong.
Correct, Rick. I'm surprised. I'm just surprised at that.
Oh, he did that. He just went, eh. We have to warm up that buzzer, Rick.
Okay, you want to give us the answer then?
Sure. We had joy, we had fun, we had...
Terry Jacks, I was going to say that.
Terry Jacks.
Season in the Sun. Wow.
Terry Jacks, his wife.
And he was from the Poppy Family.
They were the Poppy Family, and he went on with the Jack Brel song, Seasons in the Sun.
Boy, you know, for a while, those poppies were on a roll.
Yeah. Oh, Jack. Jeez.
That buzzer.
Jeez, Jack, aren't you ashamed? Don't you ever get ashamed?
I would love to have a certificate on my wall in my office.
Okay, well, you have to answer one more question before that happens.
Here we go.
Okay, the question is, who sung, and he produced these songs also, who sung the novelty songs from the 70s. Who sang the novelty songs from the 70s, the Energy Crisis, 1974.
Dickie Goodman.
And the other one was Mr. Joss, and the answer is Dickie Goodman. You're right.
He also did it in the 60s. Norma, remember, the Flying Saucer.
By Buckman and Goodman. This guy knows his stuff. Get him off. Get him a certificate and get him off.
Yeah.
He knows too much.
Nice. It was fun.
Hey, Ted. Don't ever call again. Okay.
It was great. I listen to you every night. We play in Oromocto karaoke. It's about 70 miles from here. Mm-hmm. We go down early in the evening and come back and turn BZ on all the way home.
No kidding. You drive 70 miles to get to sing with the karaoke.
Well, no, I run it.
Oh, you run the karaoke.
Yeah, we have a show that we put on in near Fredericton, near our capital city.
Oh, yeah.
In Oromocto, they call it. Big town.
Yeah.
Big soldier town, big base there, and we go down, and we've been there for about a year, and every night, my partner and I, we drive home and turn on BZ, and it's great.
Oh, that's lovely. I just want to say this very quickly. I don't want to hold up because other people want to play the game, but I was in New Brunswick once, and we passed by a place called the Mann Settlement, in which everybody from that settlement, we picked up the minister who was serving there, and he said, everybody in that settlement all intermarried. Nobody had married outside the family in years. Does that still go on up there in any place in New Brunswick?
Oh, yeah. We call it Pole Hill here.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. I just thought, boy, it'd be kind of interesting for Ed and I to go in and do our old-time radio talk there. And everybody's related. Do they all look kind of funny and twitch a lot?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of banjo players.
Society.
Okay.
Yeah, they call me every morning.
Okay, here's Rick. Anyway, we won't take your name and address so we can send you one of those swell certificates. And we'll go to John and Natick. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to correct you on one thing. I might be wrong. The Three Stooges you gave earlier, it's not called the Woman Haters Club. It's just called Woman Haters. It was made in 1934, and it was known as a musical novelty.
Yes.
And I'll take a rock and roll question, please.
Okay, rock and roll question.
Corrected.
Okay, in the song 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford, what are his two fists made of?
Two fists.
I got two fists made out of, you know.
I have no idea.
Fill in the blanks there.
I don't know.
He sang like that, too. I got 15 to 40 to, I got, how many tons?
16.
I would forget. You know when you're carrying all those.
What, you get another day rolled or another day in debt, but I don't know what his fists are made out of.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, John. But thank you very much for calling. Now, let's go to Neil in Lynn. Hi, Neil.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, good. You got off the speakerphone. That's nice.
Yeah, I just didn't like. Now that I have the convenience of a speakerphone, I can just hang out.
Well, that's good. What category would you like, Neil?
rock and roll, but not too esoteric.
Not too esoteric, guys.
Let me get that esoteric file out of here. Okay. Here we go. Anne Murray's famous song, Could I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life? And Johnny Lee's song called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places came from one movie in 1980. What movie was that?
That's a movie question.
No, well, it's a music question about a song.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, okay. It would be fair if you knew the answer, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Sure, yeah. Yes, of course.
I have some very fair esoteric questions.
What?
I have some fair esoteric questions.
Okay, I'll take both.
No, you didn't want an esoteric question. Okay, I guess we missed on that, Neil. We missed it. We totally missed.
Well, do I get to ask a question?
Well, you can ask if you'd like to, but you've already been blown out of the game.
Well,
you want to ask just for fun? Go ahead.
Yeah. This is a very easy question. It has to do with the Grateful Dead. What was the name of the Grateful Dead? First drummer.
Hmm. The Grateful Dead's first drummer.
Yeah, he had a nickname. It had to do with the animal from which pork comes from, and what you put a baby into when you want to keep her in one place. It's a little squared item.
Sounds like
pig pen.
Right. See, now, wasn't that a fair question? I gave you some hints. I gave you some prompts.
It's a wonderful question, Neil, and we shall treasure that forever.
Okay, I'll call you next time.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye now.
Patricia Calderon of Cranberry, New Jersey, is telling us about her red, irritated skin.
Join your children this Saturday for a program designed for kids and their parents. Kid Company, this Saturday afternoon, beginning at 5 on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, we're playing the music quiz. Ed Mullen, Jack Hart, and me, Norm Nathan, Rick Duart, our producer, and let's go to John in Billerica. Hi, John.
How's it going, Norm?
Hey, so far, I hope it's going great. I'll have to wait till the morning papers come out with the reviews.
I called up knowing full well I'd probably blow the answer, but I couldn't resist the challenge.
Hey, I admire that in my troops.
I'll take big bands.
Big bands. Okay, big bands. An instrument. This instrument was played by Larry Clinton, Vaughn Monroe, and Louis Prima. What was the instrument?
Larry Clinton. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, they all played the same instrument.
I know. Oh, I'm going to say...
Vaughn Monroe, Louis Prima.
The saxophone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They should have, and they probably would have if they'd known it would please you. But it was actually another instrument. I won't give the answer.
I'll look
in
it
case,
up.
In case somebody calls and wants to start out with that,
right.
That they can use that question. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Well, what a nice person you are.
Okay.
They call again. Thank you. Let's go to Steve. Are you really in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
And you can hear us in Milwaukee?
Loud and clear.
No kidding.
Crystal clear.
That's fantastic. You know, Milwaukee is not far from Waukegan.
That's true.
I know that. Whether it's true or not, I wanted to do my imitation. Uh-huh. What category would you like, Steve?
Well, on that note, why don't we take musical comedy?
Musical comedy. Okay. Musical comedy. My Fair Lady, the great, successful Broadway show and perhaps one of the greatest ever written, was based on what play and who wrote the play?
Pygmalion by... Shaw.
By Shaw, that's right. George Bernard Shaw.
Bernard Shaw.
Very good. Now, you got a question for us on musical comedy.
Musical comedy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Musical comedy question. Okay, do like comedy records count or?
No, not comedy records. Musical Broadway shows.
Broadway comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a hunch you haven't done your homework, Steve, and you're
starting. Okay, I was thinking of a comedy record. Okay, let me... Oh, no, that's too easy.
All right. Well, no, nothing's too easy. Huh? Come on. No, it's not too easy. I'm just looking over your shoulder.
Okay.
It looks really tough. I probably won't know the answer.
Okay. Who starred as the who starred as the father of Albert in Bye Bye Birdie?
The father of Albert, was that Paul Lynde?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Ooh, good question.
Very good.
Yeah, that's a good question. That was a good show, too. That was the sort of a takeoff on Elvis Presley.
Right.
Hey, Steve, it's a pleasure to hear from you, and I appreciate you calling all the way from Milwaukee. We ought to send you a certificate just by virtue of the fact you called from so far away. But I hope you'll call again.
Will do. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, how about Chris in Toledo, Ohio? Son of a gun. Mm. Hey.
Hi.
Nice to talk with you. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
What category would you like?
Well, first of all, I have a correction for the caller with the Grateful Dead question.
Okay.
Pigpen was a keyboardist. He wasn't a drummer.
Oh, okay, that was one of our calls, so we're not going to... We'll accept your answer.
I was just correcting him.
For the record,
okay.
For the congressional record.
Yeah, very good.
I'll take rock and roll, please.
Okay. I'm going to name five people. Tell me who is the oldest... Okay, Chubby Checker, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, and James Brown.
I'll go with Chubby Checker.
No, I'm sorry. Chubby's 51 years old. No,
and there are others in that category that are older.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Because I do know that Ray Charles is older than that, but I don't know whether he's the oldest of the group, but... We can use that as a question somebody else might want to use coming in.
Well, could I ask you a question for fun?
Yes.
It's another Grateful Dead question.
Okay.
You ready, Jack?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who was the guest musician on Friend of the Devil, which was on the American Beauty album in 1972? Or was it 1970?
Does this have anything to do with Where You Put Animals?
No. And I can give you a hint. Let's see. His instrument was mandolin. And he also just cut an album with Jerry Garcia. And he's had a string of dog albums.
I guess none of this seems to be hitting home with our alert panel here.
Dave Grusin?
Oh, Dave Grusin.
Yep.
Now he was with the Grateful Dead? Is that what you didn't say?
No, but he was a guest musician on the one cut, Friend of the Devil.
Oh, really? Because I think of him as almost really a jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
I know he played for movies in the... Colorado at one time, and he's an interesting guy. He's done a lot of things, hasn't he?
Yeah, the GRP label. I mean, he's a fantastic producer as well as musician.
And he and Jerry Garcia cut an album in, I think, 92. It was the two of them. It was more of a jazz album.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Well, that sparked a lot of discussion on our part, so that was a good question.
Mm.
Hey, Chris, it's delightful that you've called us all the way from Toledo, Ohio. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Take care now. Let's do one more before, because this is a call from Detroit.
Wow.
Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Brad. Hi.
Hi, Norm. How you been?
Good, thank you. Are you in the city of Detroit or nearby?
Yeah, I work down here in a warehouse, and amazingly enough, I'm picking you up tonight through these thick walls.
Oh, that's unusual, too, in a building like that.
Yeah, it's fading in and out, you know.
But I'm glad every now and then we fade in. I say the bad news, we fade up, but the good news is we fade in.
Well, I get out around this hour, and I drive home. I live out in Dearborn, about 20 minutes away, and I listen to you every night, you know, either you or Bob on the way home.
Well, thanks a million. What category would you like?
Rock, I guess.
Rock?
Would I be able to answer... unanswered previous
yes
that guy from the with the hook that played the drums for a band the band was called the Barbarians, and they did their big single big I say with not really big but was called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl.
The radio must have faded out at that point because the a caller asked us that one and he also supplied the answer. So that's already been done.
That must have been what happened.
Yep. Another one on the board is Ann Murray song, Could I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life, and Johnny Lee's song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. from a movie. What movie is that from?
Is this my question?
That's already been up there. Do you want to grab that one?
I better pass on it. Just take a rock question.
Okay. The Beach Boys. Name two Beach Boys songs that have a car in the title.
Oh, boy. Little Deuce Coupe.
Right.
Oh, boy. And there's Little Deuce Coupe and not much time left here. Little Stingray. I know they didn't do that. It was Ronnie and the Daytona.
Right. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks a lot for the call.
Can I throw you a question real quick?
Okay.
What West Coast band, one of you know this, featured from the 60s, featured a bald-headed drummer and a 16-year-old lead guitarist?
A bald-headed drummer and a 16-year-old guitar player.
And they had a couple fairly big hits in the late 60s.
Could you just name one of the hits? Because it's kind of an odd question.
I Got a Line on You.
Spirit.
There you go.
Hey, that's pretty good.
And they're still, two of them are still together. The drummer's in his 70s now. And still going strong.
Really?
And he's still bald, is he? Or did he get a hairpiece somewhere along the line?
No,
bald. He
just kept it clean.
Okay. Hey, Brad, thanks a lot. Good to talk with you.
Same here, Norm.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Well, that's kind of fun. We're getting calls from all over the place. We got a call coming up soon in this next half hour from Chelmsford. I mean, that's how far away we go. Anyway, let's check the headlines and traffic information, and we'll be back to the next portion of the music quiz.
From WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, that's where you're tuned, and that's where you're hearing the music quiz. I'm Norm Nathan, along with Ed Mullen.
Right here, present, and accounted for.
And Jack Hart.
Howdy.
Oh, howdy. We're ready to begin this portion of the music quiz, and remember the categories. They're rock and roll, they're Broadway musicals, they're jazz and big bands. You can pick whatever you want. You have to stick with them right throughout the three categories. Okay, let's go to Paul, who is in his car at this moment. Hi, Paul.
Hi there.
Where are you?
I'm heading to the New Hampshire border right now.
Okay, and I hope the police don't catch you before you cross over freedom.
I hope my car phone holds out.
Okay, we'll get with it right away. What category would you like?
Okay, I want to do rock.
Okay. Here's a question for you.
Can I answer one that hasn't been answered?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The Shoop Shoop song.
That's right.
Betty Everett.
That's correct. Betty Everett did the Shoop Shoop song in 1964. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Who did the song Reach Out in the Darkness? It was 1968, I think.
Oh, Reach Out in the Darkness. Yeah.
Friends of Distinction?
Hey.
No. Well, Friend and Lover.
Yeah. Okay, so we get to ask you one final question. If you get this answer, then you win one of our great certificates of awards.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, here's the question. Aretha Franklin has had a top 40 hit with a song originally done by other artists. So I'm going to name a couple of artists. And tell me the one that she hasn't sung by. That doesn't really make sense, does it?
No, I didn't even follow that. I'm sitting right across from you.
Aretha Franklin has sung a top 40 hit with a song originally done by all but one of these following artists. Elton John, The Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, Jim Croce, and The Rolling Stones.
I'll say Jim Croce.
You're right.
Hey, son of a gun,
you got a winner.
You win. Hold on, we'll turn you over to Rick. And
okay.
I hope the phone hangs in there long enough to get your name and address. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Okay. Peter from Boston University. Hi, Peter.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. He's going to get into television as a result of John Silver buying half the television market in the entire world. And so you'll make it into communications one way or the other.
Photography, hopefully. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm not in my car.
Okay. Finally. Okay. What category would you like?
Go from musical theater.
Musical theater. Okay. Who wrote the composer I'll give you a couple of his shows. The Three Penny Opera and Knickerbocker Holiday. And I'll give you another one, Lost in the Stars.
Oh,
One Touch of Venus. Oh, I'm just so generous. An interesting man, an interesting past. Fled Nazi Germany in 1933.
Oh, my parents, the music teachers, would be so disappointed.
Yeah, came to America in 1935. One of the songs he wrote from Three Penny Opera,
Mac the Knife,
was Mac the Knife. That's right. Yeah, who wrote that? A swell dresser and a neat dancer, or is it a neat dresser and a swell dancer? You know who that is, no?
You got me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Peter.
Can I get one to you?
If you'd like
to. For nothing?
Just for fun, sure.
Just for fun. Okay. The short-lived but wonderful Broadway show, Chess.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Chess, as in the game.
Oh, Chess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was just this last year.
No, a few years ago.
Oh, that's right. That was just a few years ago. Not this last year.
No.
Okay.
We knew what you meant.
The
composers of Chess were also in a very popular band in the 70s. Tell me what the band was.
ABBA.
Very good.
Hey, son of a gun. Ed knew that.
Very good.
Hey, thank you, Peter.
Have a good night, guys.
You too. Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Was the show in Swedish?
Chess?
Yeah, isn't ABBA? Didn't they used to sing all their songs phonetically?
That's correct. Yeah, but I don't know if the play was in Swedish or not. One Night in Bangkok was the was a big song from that. As a matter of fact.
Oh. Okay, let's go to Paul in Chelmsford. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Fine, and I hope you're okay.
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'm sorry to be like the local call here. Everybody else is from some exotic.
Well, the last fellow was from Boston University, which is not too far away.
That's true.
In fact, that's even closer than where you are. They're just down the street from us. What category would you like?
I'd like to answer the rock and roll question that's still on the table.
Okay.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Oh, that's a good one.
One fist of iron, the other of steel.
If the right one don't get you, then the left one will.
That's right. One of my favorites.
All right. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. The Commander Cody song, Hot Rod Lincoln.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Okay. The car had a Lincoln engine, but it was not a Lincoln car. What kind was it, according to the lyrics?
Where's Darryl Gould when you need him?
Yeah. Oh.
Lots of good dead air there.
Lots of good ones. Rick gave us the buzzer.
Yeah, that's right. Well, was very generous about the amount of time he allowed you to answer that. I mean, that went on forever. Okay, here's a final question then for you.
Wait a second.
Let's find out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the answer to that?
That Model A body.
Oh. Made it look like a pop, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite records, too, and I missed that. I give them out for Christmas every year. I get 10 copies of them, just really as well. Anyway, here's a final question. You get the answer to this, you get the certificate of award, by God.
I'm excited.
David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks were the lead singers in the top male group, top male singing group of the 60s and 70s. That piece of cake is not the answer.
Did that come across that loud?
I can hear it through my earphones. Yeah.
Okay.
David Ruffin and who?
David Ruffin.
Oh, Ruffin.
And Eddie Kendricks.
That's the same name. Same name as an old pitcher, Red Ruffin. Used to be a pitcher.
Oh.
Great old pitcher.
Oh, yes.
What are you saying?
He was a great young pitcher at the time. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. What are you saying?
No, I said nothing. I said nothing important.
Well, I didn't say anything too terribly important myself. So let's both go in the corner.
I do not know.
Okay, we'll have to leave it up on the board.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for calling, Paul.
Thanks. Love your show, Norm.
Hey, thanks a million.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, hey, let's get back to the music quiz. And Rob, who is in Milton. Hi, Rob.
75. I'm sorry. Hello. Sorry. I was just writing down that number for the... That cruise sounded excellent.
Okay, good enough.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What category would you like?
First of all, rock and roll. I'd like to answer one of the questions that's on the board.
Okay, go ahead.
The two songs from the Beach Boys.
Okay, go ahead. Name the two Beach Boys songs that have a car in the title.
Well, can I already use the one that's already been used?
Yes.
Okay, and the second one is 409.
Right. Mm. Nice work.
Thank you.
409 and Little Deuce Coupe. Great. Do you have a question for us, please?
Yeah. Well, this might not be fair. I don't know. You tell me if it is or not.
We'll be the judge.
Yeah, that's right. If they can't answer it, then it's a totally unfair question. If they can answer it, it's okay. Because we cheat.
Oh, okay.
We have everything going our way.
You probably have books and everything there anyways.
We do. We have everything here. And the idea is to keep you from getting this little junky piece of certificate thing. No, the prize is not so great that we would want to make a big thing.
That sounds almost exciting as the Bob Rowley pen.
Yeah, I think this is one of the few things that's worth even less than his cockamamie pen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, but it's because this pen... His pen, I think, must go for at least, I think he buys them by the millions. So it probably goes for about 30 cents.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Okay.
32 cents if you put in Bob Rowley's pen engraved on the top. I'm sorry. Please go on with whatever it is you're saying.
Thank you very much.
I'll go to the corner here.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. Here's the question. Don McLean's song, American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it?
How long is the song?
Yeah.
You think, let me be impartial about this. That's really not a fair question.
Well.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the music or anything, just how long is the record, you know.
Well, it's very significant because it's a very long song.
No, I realize that. If I asked you how long is Benny Goodman's version of Sing, Sing, Sing from the Carnegie Hall concert, if somebody asked a big bad question, that be a fair one?
Okay,
you know, it really would be insignificant.
Okay, okay.
Or something.
How about just to the minute?
No. Ask another question. That's really not a fair question. Ask something about music, like...
ask something from American Pie, maybe a reference to another group.
Reference to another group.
Like the Birds.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
The three men that he admired the most that took the train ride, who were they?
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
You got it.
Okay, now how long was the record? Because the thing is, I used to play that record on the air, and I don't even remember how long.
It was 824?
Huh?
Did you say like? Oh, it's 824.
I'm sorry?
It's 8 minutes, 24 seconds.
I believe you're right.
Okay, see, we would have got that anyway.
See?
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. How long is Tony Nesbitt's hair? Oh, come on, it's a fair question. Come on. Dave in Woonsocket. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Norm?
Hey, we're doing just fine here. You having fun?
Oh, well, I was until I tried to figure out how long Alice's restaurant was.
that's another
now,
one.
That is a fair question, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
18 minutes, by the way.
They stop at Thanksgiving and ends in Christmas, doesn't it?
Which side of the record was it recorded on?
The thin side.
Thin side. That's right. And I thought it was an unfair question. What category would you like?
I'm going to try the two that are on the rock and roll, one that's on the board. The Ann Murray song.
Right.
And Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Right. What movie is that from?
It's from the 80s. I think it's Every Which Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood.
Wrong.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, because I remember seeing that movie. That's the one with the chimp.
It was the one with the chimp, and I thought the Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places was he went in the zoo.
Well,
if you've seen the movie, you know what we're talking about.
Yes, I did see the movie, and I don't remember that song from the movie.
Well, I thought it was.
It had Ruth, what was her name? Ruth, the woman who's married to Garson Kane. Ruth Gordon, yeah, she was great in that. She was great.
When the guys in the bike showed up at the house.
Yeah, and the woman that that Clint Eastwood lived with a lot of years was in that, too. And
she was a singer in that.
Yeah, I forget her name, but...
All right, well, I gave it a shot.
Okay, you you did, and nobody can fault you for that, Dave.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Randy in West Boylston, Massachusetts. Hi, Randy.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Great. I finally got a chance to get in. Usually when I catch your music show here, I'm driving down the highway, and I can't play, but I'm home tonight so I can play.
Okay, good enough. What category would you like?
I'd like rock and roll.
Okay, there's one more question on the board if you want to grab this. Who was the oldest? And I named five people. Do you want to take a shot at that one?
Well, Did somebody answer the one about Eddie Kendricks and the...
Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin were the lead singer of what group?
Is that the Temptations?
Right.
Didn't one of them just die recently?
Okay.
I don't know. I think they're both dead now.
I just got it from God himself. Both are dead.
Both are dead. Okay.
Both are dead. That's just in on our wire.
It's just in.
From Hymanson's funeral home in Lynn.
Okay,
Thank you.
Do you have a question for us?
Okay, I got a three-part question, I guess. Is that fair or is that too much?
Well, if we answer the first six parts... Okay.
In harmony.
No, go ahead.
I have three names of musicians from, like, the 40s and 50s. And if you can give me what their stage name or their nickname was.
Okay.
First one's McKinley Morganfield.
Oh, that's Bo Diddley.
No.
Muddy Waters.
Oh.
Yep, good.
Yeah.
How about Chester Burnett?
Chester Burnett, yeah, that's easy. You know that
Chet
one, don't
Atkins?
You?
No.
Chet Burnett.
Is it Chet Baker, the trumpet player?
No. Chester Burnett.
No. Okay, is it Chet Atkins, the former congressman from the 6th District?
No,
it's not that either.
Rocky Burnett? No. Okay. All right, what's the third one?
Let's get to the third one. We'll come back to the second one. How about Alex Miller?
I'm sorry, is it Chet Curtis? I just had to squeeze that in because it was just so hilarious. I'll be quiet.
The third one is Alex Miller, or sometimes he was called Bryce Miller.
Is it WBZ's own John Miller? No.
No,
it's not that. No.
Well, okay.
Oh, my God.
I think we struck out there.
Yeah, I think we flunked
out. In a big way.
Yeah, why don't you give us the answers if you would?
Okay, Chester Burnett was Howlin' Wolf.
Oh,
Alec Miller or Rice Miller was Sonny Boy Williamson.
This guy's digging back into the old blues dictionary.
Yeah.
Okay. Something where we haven't been dipping into lately. But
yeah.
Those are the...
You know,
so
I've got that information written on an album cover at home.
Wow.
Okay, we have one final question for you, and if you get this one, you get the certificate of award.
Ooh. Great.
Not so great, but what the heck.
Okay. Born in 1938, who is Anna Mae Bullock, better known as?
Oh, geez. It's right on the tip of my tongue, too. I've heard that name somewhere before.
Yeah, I do know that name, Anna Mae Bullock.
Oh.
Anna Mae Bullock, that's not Anne Margaret, no, her name was... Oh,
you're
I'm not, sorry.
You're
I'm
on our side,
guessing.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Not Bush, Tennessee.
Anna Mae Bullock.
Oh, got me on that one.
Oh.
Shoot.
Okay, we'll give the answer to this because we're getting close to time. That's right, I really couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
And I saw the movie... Tina Turner, of course. Yeah, of course. How can I not know that? Have you seen the movie, Randy?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, see it. It's really an excellent movie.
Okay.
And, Anna Mae Bullock is played by who?
Angela
Bassett.
I've seen the trailer. Amazing resemblance.
Oh, she's excellent. Her moves and everything are even better than Tina Turner's.
Yeah.
They are. She's really something. Hey, anyway, thanks for the call.
Thanks for a chance to play.
Okay, you're welcome. George in Everett. Hey, George.
How are you tonight, Norman?
I'm doing okay. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I think I am.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What category would you like?
Well, I was going to ask you that question on Larry Clinton.
I have to ask you a question first.
Oh, I see.
And if you get the answer right, then you can ask me one. So you had a question on Larry Clinton? Was that what you were going to ask me?
And it wasn't answered.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Still on the board.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Go right ahead then.
Well, is it on the board?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember what the question was.
Is it Larry Clinton, Vaughn Monroe?
What and, instrument did they play?
Oh, what instrument did they all play? Larry Clinton, Vaughn Monroe, and Louis Prima. I see. That's
trombone.
No, it wasn't the trombone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. It was not the trombone.
Well, how about that?
Oh, George, I feel so badly for you.
I would wait while I get a towel and have a cry.
Oh, I've got some tissue here, and I'm gonna dampen that. I tell you, where in Everett do you live, George? Don't give me the exact address, but just roughly.
No, Glendale Square. You know where the Glendale Towers is. The big building?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We used to go down there to the Rialto Theater when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, that was right after Last Supper. You're giving away your age.
I happen to be 107 years old today. No,
that was on the radio, thank God.
Oh, thank you. Thank God, or I would be home. I'd be home sitting in a wheelchair or something at this point. Hey, George, I'm sorry you missed that, but I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
I have a 8-month-old granddaughter, and on a newborn child, the rash itches.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Just listen to Barbara Lanier of Conley, Georgia.
Well, it keeps it dry, and it seems to be like a moisture barrier. And when you put on the Baby Gold Bond, well, then that Baby Gold Bond.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at Osco Drug.
Hey, it's my friend Fred from Yarmouth, Maine on the line. Hi, Fred.
Good morning. How are you? I just woke up, and I still don't want to get on this thing. I heard you're going to have it.
I know you're going to ask for big bands, and I know we're getting a certificate ready for you.
Well, I don't care. Jazz or big bands, either one.
Big bands, okay.
Is there anything up there now?
No, I don't believe there is.
What about the Larry Clinton, what's his name, and Louis Prima?
Oh, that's right. That's still there. That's right. What instrument did they play?
Trumpet
is right.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to lay one on me, which I'm going to fall flat in my face on.
How do you know?
Because there are two
famous valve trombonists in the jazz field. Valve trombone. One was Juan Tisol with Ellington. Who was the other one?
I'm sorry, who was the one with Ellington?
Juan Tisol.
Oh, Juan Tisol.
Yeah, that was... Okay. Who was the other famous jazz valve trombonist?
The other famous valve trombonist.
I'm not sure if I've ever seen a valve trombone.
Yeah.
Played with Max Comiskey and Pee Wee Russell and, that crowd down at Nick's.
Yeah, it wasn't Jack Teagarden. Could have been him. No, he played regular slide trombone.
He played slides.
Yeah.
Great trombonist, though.
Great trombonist, but I really can't remember.
Brad Gowans.
Brad Gowans. What a lovely name from, as we say, yesteryear.
You do remember the name.
No, I do remember the name. Yes, I do.
He played with Max Comiskey and Pee Wee Russell and down at Nick's.
Yeah.
Down there in the village.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I remember when I first got... Anyway, I better ask you one because we got to go off the air in a couple of seconds.
Okay, give me another.
Okay, I'll give you one. What the guy who said, "Hey, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?"
That's Woody Herman.
Woody Herman is correct, and you win again, and I knew you would, Fred. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
I'm a stinker.
No, you're okay. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you very much, Ed. Appreciate that. We'll do this again soon because everybody gets a kick out of it, including me. And thank you for coming by again, Ed Mullen.
Thanks a lot. Glad to do it.
Oh, will I put your microphone on so people can hear your cute little voice?
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to do it.
Okay, and thank you very much, Jack.
Well, thank you.
News time coming up. We'll be here for the rest of the night. Give me a call anyway.
Set your car radio to WBZ News Radio 1030. Check in during your commute home for traffic on the threes. The first source for traffic, News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
I am unable to answer the question as to why I was missing from the quiz. I can say that my hair, Norm was referring to, has left the building. Paging Dr. Puig. Paging Dr. Puig. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For the shaken and stirred Brockton and West Abington. Lefty Lefkowitz and his Submariners. Harry Von Zell. CJ Radio in New Brunswick, Canada. Ovaltine. All the Gold Bonds. Ed Koch. The Club. Patricia Calderon. Joan Porter. Barb Lanier. Your company. Our company. Kid Company. Hymanson's Funeral Home in Lynn, Mass. Nick's in the Village. 50,000 watt clear channel legacy stations. Rick Duart, Jack Hart, Ed Mullen, and the whimsical Norm Nathan Person. I'm Tony Nesbitt.